Campbell with McGahee on his left hip. Barnage in motion. There's a blitz coming. Campbell rolls right. Got a man open. It's Barnage. Touchdown!
And a well-deserved touchdown for Barnage.
What a play by Campbell, though. He read the blitz. Took two steps to his right. He knew he had a friendly face out there. And it was dressed in number 82.
Yes, one of the three touchdown passes by Jason Campbell in the 24-18 victory. Browns over the Ravens, how sweet it is.
And a great play call on that one, by the way. Nice that was called checkmate.
It was.
Bring your blitz, because we want it, and we're going to walk into the end zone.
And we trust this guy, who isn't Jordan Cameron, but also playing tight end, to show the reliability with his hands and make that touchdown catch, and that's exactly what Gary Barnage did. Again, this was the game of the role players. We've seen the Browns get beaten by role players. Yesterday, their role players beat the Ravens. And talking more about this game and in depth, had a chance just a short while ago to sit down with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Rob Chudzinski, his usual Monday slot here on CBD. Give it a listen. Well, Coach, this has to be a very happy Monday for a lot of reasons, not only because of the win, but the fact that you get to take this into a bye week. And let's face it, with so much time to think about the previous game, it's always better to think about a game like yesterday's.
Yeah, it was a big win for our team. It was a team win. All three phases contributed, and the guys made the plays down the stretch that we hadn't been making and that we needed to make and in order to win.
Did this team do anything to surprise you in that game? I mean, the scrappiness, the grittiness. I know we've seen parts of that in various ways throughout the year, but it just seemed to me that in this particular game, there was an attitude, I guess, that your players displayed that I'm not entirely sure I've seen in all the previous games, even the other victories.
No, we did. I think the guys came to play with that attitude. It was an important game, a division game, a game against Baltimore, who's an outstanding team and you know, Super Bowl champs. And so I think the guys really embraced the challenge this week and saw a great week of practice leading into the game. I felt real confident about it going into it.
And you mentioned beforehand, I know you touched upon it after the game as well, the whole kid-brother conversation, that point that you made about you've got to be equal with the big brother or big brothers in this division. You got to do what you did yesterday, and it seems to have been accomplished. Do you look at your team now as just having that equal footing, especially when we look at the earlier win over Cincinnati?
Well, we have a long ways to go in terms of that. We still have a lot of things we need to improve on, but certainly it was a step in the right direction for us. And, you know, I think that the approach was good in terms of our guys, you know, wanting to prove something and was able to, you know, we were able to go out and do it.
Jason Campbell obviously gave you something that first game at Kansas City that gave a lot of us the thought that something better could follow that, and sure enough it did, but none of us projected it would come under the circumstances that it did. Him playing through the very sore ribs that he had, the bruised ribs, as you reported today, x-rays negative, and that's great news, but he was in a lot of pain in that game.
Yeah, he was hurting and really did a great job of fighting through that. I mentioned before that you could tell he was not going to come out of that game. And that's the type of team I think that we have. Guys are very close. Guys don't want to let each other down. And guys fight for each other. And I think you've seen that all season, that's the type of football we're playing. And it's not always been perfect. And we've had some ups and downs, and we've had some wins and losses. But the guys are going to play that way.
And to have three touchdown passes, to convert that fourth down throw that he threw at the end that really made the difference in that long drive to that last field goal that sealed the win, to do that under those physical circumstances is downright remarkable. And he mentioned to me afterward that North Turner, with his play calling, and obviously you had to have been a part of all this to adjust some things you were doing, knowing there might have been some limitations to how he threw the ball.
Well, I thought Norv called a great game. You look at the game plans and you look at the utilization of different people. And, you know, we've had a lot of different guys coming into the huddle and at different positions. And Norv's finding a way with whatever it takes with different people playing different positions to you know, get things done and to create some plays and create some opportunities for us to be successful. And again, I think that an important thing was the past three games. We didn't win, but we played well at different times in those games, and I think that that gave guys confidence against, you know, playing against some very good teams that we could play that way and we can go toe-to-toe with good teams. And it was a matter of all three phases playing together and playing consistently, and that's what we were able to get yesterday.
How about Devon Bess's comeback? I mean, there's a guy who not only had that preying on his mind, the drops, the fumbled punt at Kansas City, just the worst possible game he could have, and then being maligned for it, as happens by the public, by media, by fans, to come back and play the way he did. Your thoughts on just how Devon Bess handled the week, even leading up to it, and then watching what he did in the game. I mean, were you surprised that it was that good of a rebound?
I wasn't surprised at all. Honestly, I believe in Devon in that way. He's a true pro. I think he's an outstanding person, an outstanding character. And when you have those type of people, and really this whole thing boils down to people and knowing people, and Devon's the kind of person that you can count on.
And another guy who obviously has not always been there for you on a consistent basis, and a guy who also has been maligned in many ways, Greg Little, comes through with an excellent game and really attacking the football and keeping it in his hands. Again, both guys, Bess and Little, who had issues dropping the football in that game, were virtually perfect when it came to catching the football.
Yeah, Greg had a big game. Obviously, the big plays he had, I think you saw some run after catch skills that he has that he hasn't, you haven't seen a lot of this season yet. But he really came up big for us, and you could see it in his eye before the game that he was really prepared, as were a lot of guys.
Now, he also had 2 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, and we talked about this in the press box. I mean, watching it and watching replays, and you could see clearly there was some instigation going on from the Ravens' side. It wasn't unprovoked, but as is usually the case with these kinds of penalties, it's the retaliation that gets you caught, and he retaliated and he got caught. So what was your sense of that, and how do you manage and monitor that going forward? Because obviously you can't have those kinds of penalties either.
Yeah, it's a matter of control. It's a matter of, you know, guys understanding we want to play with that kind of intensity and passion, and we want to play on the edge, but we have to be able to maintain our composure enough to not go over the edge. And so, you know, that's the thing that we'll stress and continue to stress, and I need to do a better job and make sure that we're not going over that edge.
And the reason, and we're visiting with Rob Chudzinski, making his regular appearance here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a Victory Monday edition of this show, with regard to the fact that both Little and Bess had to excel, it was because Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron, who had been the playmakers for this football team, were largely shut down by the Ravens. So obviously you have to be in that mode where you have other guys who pick it up, but any thoughts, concerns there that Gordon and Cameron were unable to make the plays that they normally have been making?
Well, again, you just mentioned it. Every team, you know, the teams and the coaches are so good in this league that if they want to take something away, they typically can do it. And so if you know, the Ravens came into this game saying that they're not going to let Josh Gordon beat them or Jordan Cameron, Greg Little stepped up and played, and Devon Bess stepped up and played, and Jason Campbell was able to make some plays with his feet and extend some plays and be able to put us in position where we could score. So that's what it's all about, is when your number's called, you have to be able to respond. And if you have a team of guys that can do that, then no matter who you play and what the circumstances are and what they're trying to do, somebody will come through for you.
And your offensive line, once again, doing a good job of keeping Jason Campbell mostly pretty well protected.
They did. And you know, I think that, you know, they've been playing well. They got to us a few times yesterday. This is a tough group to protect against for a number of reasons, from a personnel standpoint and what they do, you know, to make it tough on you. But you know, I thought our guys handled it well. And the key was in this game, when we needed to make plays, we were able to make those plays. And, you know, that's what ultimately these games come down to. They're all so close that when you have the opportunities, we have to make the plays. And we were able to do that yesterday.
And your defense, five sacks, six the week before, finding a way to get pressures, and it's not just the big guys. It's now safeties and corners, of course, involved in the blitzing, and they're getting to the quarterback as well. I guess that you start seeing enough of that, and as an offense, and especially the future opponents you have, they got a lot to worry about when it comes to what's going to come from this defense pressure-wise.
Yeah, and the key is that our front guys, our front four guys, were able to get pressure on the quarterback. And I thought we did a good job, our defensive line at the line of scrimmage and playing at the line of scrimmage. We were able to limit their run game and then get some pressure on the quarterback. And so that I felt like that was a key.
Yeah, and your coverage, it also seemed to me that Joe Flacco repeatedly struggled to find people downfield, that he had to check down, that he had to take his shorter options noticeably. That was obviously your approach in terms of your game plan. You took away, they weren't able to run on you, and they also weren't able to really throw deep on you.
Yeah, our guys, I thought our secondary played very well. We had a few breakdowns there, but for the most part, you know, we're able to match things up and make it tough for Flacco to get anything going, and he was able to make some nice throws, and they made some plays, and certainly give Baltimore a lot of credit for what they were able to do and coming back and making it to the point where we had to go make the plays to be able to win that game. I'm really pleased with our defense, how they've been playing, what they've been doing. We're not perfect. We've got a long ways to go on all three phases.
Sure.
And but this is it's good to go into a bye week knowing that we have some things we need to fix and that we can really zero in on and get them corrected.
Yeah, a couple of more things too on that count. The play right before halftime was the exception to that idea of giving up the big play, and it looked like Joe Hayden was kind of handing off the receiver in zone coverage, but there wasn't anyone else in that last zone to take care of him.
Yeah, we actually should have really had the guy double teamed, and it shouldn't have been an issue. And we had a situation where I think both guys were trying to do too much and help out in another spot, and led to that big play. And certainly that was a big play, and getting those guys, giving them a chance to get back in the game. And then we had another miscommunication actually on the touchdown pass. So those are the things. As good as you're playing, and as good as you're feeling about a particular game, you're only a couple plays away from it being close or a team getting back into it, and especially a great team like the Ravens.
All right, some things you got to work on going into this bye week. It seems to me number one is try to find some semblance of a running game. Jason Campbell's performance, as remarkable as it was with his ribs bothering him, it was probably even more remarkable because he didn't have the help of a running game.
Yeah, and that's one thing, certainly on offense, that we're going to look hard at. And, I think that we just need to keep working technique-wise to get better. We got to keep looking from a scheme standpoint to see exactly what we can do. And we, the three runners that we have, to roll them and use them by committee to improve that a part of our game. But the good thing that we did was we were able to keep trying to run and working to run. And at the very least, that gives you opportunity to be able to throw the ball when you are trying to run.
And what else will be the approach here? Just kind of lay out the itinerary of what the bye week per your schedule is like. Explain kind of how that'll unfold.
Yeah, the players are off today. They'll be back in tomorrow. So we'll practice Tuesday and Wednesday. And then the players will be off till Monday. We'll come back on Monday and practice. For the coaches, we're going to work through Thursday. And what we'll do is really early in the week, very much focus on ourselves. And, it'd be an inward focus on what we need to do to get better, to clean some things up, going forward, what things we can do differently, self-scout to see what people are seeing about us. And then go get into a little bit more of Cincinnati as the week goes on.
And health-wise, the rundown's pretty good that you gave today. Campbell, it's bruised ribs, probably practices tomorrow. Greg Little, it's a shoulder strain. might practice tomorrow.
And yeah, he might practice tomorrow. Yeah.
And Quinton Groves, the ankle injury, that's okay, so that would be the most serious of what you're dealing with.
Yeah,
right
Quinton
now.
Won't practice, and we'll just continue to evaluate and look at him and get treatment there.
Eric Martin has the knee injury.
He should be okay. He should practice tomorrow.
Okay.
So, the other one was Marquise.
Right, Marquise Gray.
Yeah, he has a hamstring. He won't practice tomorrow.
Okay. All right, so all in all, you got some time to have these things heal. All right, good stuff, Coach. Again, congrats, and let's keep it rolling.
Thanks, Vic.
All right.
Appreciate it.
That is Head Coach Rob Chudzinski joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on a Victory Monday on ESPN 850 WKNR.